We have two separate places where we have received reports on the possibility of a typhoid outbreak. This is on the island of Tabun itself, where a few villages are involved, and on main island Wanulebu, in the district of Tunuloa, we also have a few villages that have been reported. And in Tawini, we have received reports about six cases, probably with symptoms of typhoid as well.
Are they to do with some destruction around some of the water sources from the cyclone?
Yes, this is one of the major contributing factors. According to the health officials that have visited the places, it's mainly due to contamination of their water sources as a result of landslide due to the recent heavy downpours.
The Senior Divisional Medical Officer of the Northern Division, Dr. Ami Chandra, says typhoid is a constant threat.
Typhoid has been an endemic disease in the Northern Division for the last 4 to 5 years, and we have controlled it quite a lot in its magnitude. It is there, but it does rear its ugly head now and then, especially after disasters and floods, hurricanes, etc. So people sort of more vulnerable because the infrastructure, basically with the water supply and toilet, etc., get destroyed. So they are more vulnerable around this time.
Mr. Seriu Ratu says the quarantine of whole villages is now a possibility. Dr. Chandra says all ways of halting a larger outbreak are being investigated.
That's a very drastic measure to quarantine of a village or seal of a village because of one or two cases. We normally investigate all the contacts to take samples, to advise the public on the measures to take, and to treat water supply, all those kind of things. Our health inspectors have been there and they have taken samples, they've educated the public.
Dr. Chandra says while this outbreak is a concern, the number of cases is dropping annually.
Last year we had almost hundreds of cases from not one village, but from one of the provinces that this village is part of. But towards the end of the year, the number of cases on a weekly basis or even on a monthly basis reduced to almost less than five. Or for this year alone, in January, for example, the cases in that report from that area is only two. And we are happy that that people have heeded to messages, but I think more work and extra effort needs to go into educating the public to seek their cooperation and compliance with the standards that we are trying to address.